The other day, as I was driving down the highway, I passed a sign that said, Rough Road. Without hesitation, I snickered aloud to myself. Firstly, why is this sign in this specific spot? If the state or the county wanted to be consistent, they ought to put signs like this all over the county right now, and mostly where you'd least expect it. Secondly, after I thought about it for a while, just how simply this rough road metaphor can transfer to the rest of life. So I started to think about this rough road, not in the scientific, frosty sense of elliptical ice formations in porous soil with poor capillary action, but more how rough road, in its life-comparing sense, makes such a good analogy. I've personally been down that rough road, and it wasn't even spring, or a time when I'd have expected a normal rough road. And you know what? It's a lot like being in an old beat-up pickup truck, going too fast on that first day of the unannounced frost heave season. It's jolting, jarring, and likely to leave an unsuspecting person with a bent feeling. In both our life travels and our driving, do we rarely see the rough road coming. Usually by the time I figure out that something unsettling is ahead, there isn't any time to deviate or apply the brakes properly. By the time that realization hits, already the front wheels are heading up the front of the bump, past the point of commitment. The hit is so unexpected, so potent, violent, full of fierceness, so unfair. It's just cruel. Cruel, you know. These rough road signs do cry wolf. And by this I mean I have learned to ignore them. Too many times they are posted in front of nothing, and thus rather drafty. Many I have slowed for, thinking I was going to get a wallop, a big butt kicking, and it ends up being nothing more than a very wimpy illusion. But I should know now. It's not good to take these signs for granted. Life has its decoys, too. Like when someone close to you gets very sick but miraculously recovers, or what you thought was a lost friendship comes back to you. When life gets good, it's easy to take it for granted. Think smooth road. In the real world, though, there really are no rough road signs. I wish there were, of course, and maybe a little farther away from an approaching hump or crevasse, so I could either pull over and think for a while, or maybe even turn around and go back from where I came, to face that rough road at a later date. That sounds fair. However, maybe I'd never get anywhere. I've also noticed, since it's the frost heave season, that there are different ways to approach the rough road, and I've tried a few. I've slowed enough that I rode all the bumps as if I was driving a brand new car, full of free-range farm fresh eggs. And I've approached them like an Olympic mogul skier, more of what I'd call a seat-of-the-pants approach. The second way has gotten me to my destination sooner, but also will, in time, leave me with a bunch of nut-tightening. So in this life experience, we don't know how big the bumps are going to be, or the frequency, how many there are going to be in a row. And maybe there will be no rough road. There are those people that don't ever get that experience. Their road is either freshly paved or freshly graded. The good thing about spring, and we should take this cue, the frost heave season generally begins when it's time to turn the calendar from March to April, or somewhere in there anyway. The real-life world has no calendar page to turn, however. The uncertainty of a death or divorce, two which seem almost interchangeable, don't come during a season. There is no spring for life's unfortunate events, no page or calendar to turn. So as this frost heave season descends upon us, we will find our human nature to hand, readjusting our rearview mirror after hitting that last hard bump, or piece of, the rough road. Maybe a little perturbed that we didn't see it coming sooner, but of course thankful that it didn't do more damage to the undercarriage and our new set of tires. What we really need to do is stop looking behind us in the mirror at that rough road we seem to have overlooked, and keep focused on the ice-free, freshly paved, or graded road ahead. This is Steve Ramberg with the Gunflint Notebook for WTIP.
Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. Sometimes the hard times leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bones. Some days are dying.